Hello, hello guys. Welcome back to another episode. Well, it's been a while. Like since January, I didn't appear here yet. So I am so sorry for this. Like guys, my voice is so horrible because last week I was sick. So my voice is getting better right now, but well, I was really, really sick last week. Now I'm okay, but my voice not that much. But okay. Well guys, I am here to tell something new. I create a profile on TikTok, like mini videos, speaking English. Like I just posted the first one. I introduced myself and talk a little bit. But well, I don't know, but I was so nervous. So guys, if you want to see me, who I am, you can go there and check that out. Like guys, I am so nervous, but I'm so happy. I want to try something new, so I call that like mini video podcast. That's not really a podcast, just mini English talks. But well guys, I'm happy, so I want to share that with you. Well, since the last episode that I just posted here, I was going through so many things. Like guys, I quit my job. Like I am with no job. I'm looking for a job. But well, I was sick in my job. Like I was really getting sick, mental sickness, and that's not good because every time I think about it, I am really sad about that. Everything was great. Like I just always been good with anybody. Like I am good person. Like I didn't fight with anybody. Like I just try to talk to anyone and be cool, be nice. And well, some girls at my job didn't think the way that I think that I'm cool, because I always make anything that they just tell me to do. Like, oh, can you just do that? Okay, I'm gonna do that for you. But in a point, they just didn't like me anymore, and I was so sad because I was just seeing that, you know, the way that they are treating me was different. And I was about to take some vacation, and 1 month of vacation, and I was like, okay, so when I come back to work after vacation, I hope something is gonna be different. But guys, it isn't. I was super sad because I like it, my job, you know, like I was doing things that I like sewing clothes. I was the cashier, but I just stayed there in the store in the lunchtime when the other cashier just go to lunch. I just stayed there for her, and then I came back. I go back to sewing things, clothes, underwear, swimming suit, and that was really great. I really liked my job, but the girls in there was just making me sick. Like I was having so much anxious attack, like so freaking much. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say bad words here, but every night I was just having anxious attack, and I can't deal with everything. And my dad, after I go back to work after vacation, my dad almost died, almost passed away, and I was really scared, you know, like, I was scared because I was almost losing my dad, and it was not great times, and the girls just make fun of that situation, and it was not good, you know, like, they were just like, whatever, I don't care, your dad is almost dying, like, I don't care. And I was needing some support because my siblings just were like me. We are all worried about my dad. And I was just working because I was needing. And my parents at the hospital, my mom was with my dad. And we are almost alone at home. And it was so scary. I was needing some support. But when I arrived there, there was just like, I don't care about your life, but there is one girl that I can say that she gave me all the support that she had, and she gave me all the support she could. And that was awesome because I was needing some friends, not the opposite, you know. I was super, super upset. I was anxious. I was sad. And there is a point in that I couldn't deal with that because I was going through a lot of things. And then I quit. You know, like, I know if I stayed there, I was needing some help, like, mental help. I don't know if you know what I mean, but that was not good, and I see that was my, that was the end, you know, like, I was so tired, I were just tired, upset, sad, and I couldn't just work, knowing that the girls just betrayed me. Happened a lot of things. In 5 days, that I would stay working in my job, like, after vacation, I just stay at 5 days. And then I gave up. And that's okay, because when you're going through something, you know that you can deal with it. Sometimes the best way is just quit, you know, like, you're not failing. You're just giving you some time to think about your life. Like, I didn't deserve that. So I was just crying so much every time I went to bed crying, you know, like, and I don't want this for my life. Like, I want to work in something that I like, that I love, but all my passion in it. And that wasn't the case, you know, like, I was just crying so much. After that, 15 days after I quit my job, I received another chance, another store to make some sales, but that's not my, I don't like this part of sales, you know, like, it's not the way that I am. I don't like it. So my work is like, I can be in the backstage because I don't like to deal with people. I don't know if you can understand me, but I am so shy, and I am, I don't know, sometimes deal with people scares me, like, so much. So I tried to work in that area of sales. I don't know if I am saying this word right, but so if I don't, you can just correct me. That's okay. I tried staying in that store that new job for 5 days. And then the next day, I just cried. Like, I was crying in the whole 5 days that I stayed working there. And that's not what I want for my life. Because when I quit my job, the trauma just stayed in my mind. Like, I was so scared to deal with people that you have no idea, guys, how I was. Like, I was crying so much day and night. I woke up crying and I went to bed crying, like, every time. And I don't want this for my life. Like, I don't want to be crying. I don't want to be in depression. That's real, guys. And that's something that we have to talk about. Because I was so worried about my life. Like, I didn't want to get up off the bed. And that's so bad. You know, like, I was so sick. I was anxious. I was in panic. Like, it's serious. I'm not kidding. And so I just realized that I don't deserve this. So I have to do things that I love, that I like, that I'm not scared. You know, like, do some things that make me happy. And that was not the case. So now I am at home. I'm studying college, because it's my last year of college, so I'm studying so much. It is online studies, but I'm studying so much, and I started to learn Italian. This time is true. I am studying Italian, so I am watching classes of my college. I am watching Italian classes. I am studying fashion as always, making my courses. Like, I am sewing. I am giving me a break, you know, because I think that all that I wanted is just a break to breathe, to find myself again, you know, like, to find who I am. Because I was through so many things. My brother just was in a motorcycle accident and he's break his leg. Guys, so many things happened since the last episode. So I'm sorry for I didn't post anything since January. But, well, if I don't post here anymore with more frequency, I'm gonna try post on TikTok. I'm not sure about that. It's just something that I started, but I want to keep going with that, because now I'm having time to do many things. So I'm gonna try make more episodes here, make some videos, more videos there. I'm gonna keep sewing, keep going with my life. I'm looking for a new job, so if I find it, I'm just going back here and say to you guys that I got it, but I'm just trying. Well, I think that's all for now. I'm just here to giving you an update. So I really missed you guys so much, and I hope you understand me. And don't be mad at me, please. Well, I hope you enjoy it. Like, all my, all my talk and that I quit my job. But, well, that was something that I wanted to share with you. So I hope you enjoy this new episode. And I hope to see you guys in the next one. I don't promise nothing, because I'm not sure where I'm gonna appear here again. But, well, guys, see you in the next episode. Bye.